Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Hello, everybody, and this is Rick. And today, this is the 3rd of October, and this is the Q&A subscription call. So we have one question today, so let's get to that. My question is about limerence. My husband's affair was very emotionally entangled with his affair partner. He would often bring my children around her and her family. He also developed relationships with his affair partner's parents and siblings to the point that they spoke to email about life on general and specific things about the affair partner. He treated the situation as if he were dating her, as if he was completely single. He has said he was limerent, but I feel it had to be more than that, because if it was limerence, why would there be so much involvement with her family, including her kids and mine? Please help explain if a relationship that involves so much family time could be limerent and how. Well, absolutely, it could be limerent. The thing of limerence is there's really an obsession with that other person, and it's always about wanting what you don't have and trying to get that. Not only that, any way to create contact and connection with that limerent object becomes really important in that situation. Basically, the mood of the person who's limerent is based on kind of she loves me, she loves me not, or he loves me not. And if that limerent object is moving away from them, then they're in despair. If they're coming closer to them, then they feel joy. So if she agrees to spend time with the kids, for someone in limerence, they would sit there and go, wow, that must mean that she wants to be with me, you know, love me, love my kids. But the fact that she's willing to do that, then suddenly there's the high that comes from that. If he's able to begin to communicate with the family about her, then, wow, I'm more connected to her. It's somehow deeper. And so there's the feeling that they're coming closer. If it feels like she's pulling away, the tendency would be to contact the family if there's a relationship there, because of the panic that's going, because that, again, the pain from not having that connection. And so they'll shoot out those emails and, is everything okay? Did I do something wrong? Can you give me advice? Can you tell her to do this? So it almost becomes a way of controlling the person in that limerent position. And it certainly is about that person, but anything that can be used. I mean, to me, that's the point of insanity. If you start bringing kids around and things like that because you're so desperate for that relationship at that moment, that's limerence. Limerence is about the crazy insanity of just needing somehow the connection, needing somehow just the assurance that that person is going to be there, because that's what the obsession is about. Now, when someone comes out of the limerent relationship, they look at themselves, and it's completely different. I was one of the women that is in the Hope for Healing group just kind of finally had the breakthrough, and she's looking back at not only her actions, but there is just so no appeal anymore. She's just flabbergasted that she was so obsessed with someone that was the way he was, and obviously tons of regret on her part because she can't believe what she exposed everybody to as a result of this almost insane state where she couldn't do anything but think about him for so long. Once someone comes out of that limerent relationship and crystallization, you remember crystallization is a part of limerence where you can't see the negatives in the other person. All you can see you can see them, but you don't weight them. They are seen as peculiar, or they're kind of cool, or they're different, or they're eclectic, or whatever. There's always a way to justify and write off the negatives because you're so intent, you're so desperate to get your fix from this person that you don't ever weight the negatives. Once someone comes out of the limerent thing and they can begin to weight those negatives, it's kind of like, oh my word, I cannot believe I did that. And that is a very freaky situation for them. So I hope that answers your question. Let's refresh over here and see if there's anybody else that's potentially posted a question for today while we've been on the call. Nope, doesn't look like it. So that's the end of the call today. I want to thank everybody for joining us, and I will talk to you next Monday. To healing.